It's 55 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Barnett, 97 of Richland Center, died October 8th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary Barnett is survived by 6 children, Jim and Linda Barnett of Richland Center, Dan and Joanne Barnett of Scottsdale, Arizona, Jane Barnett of Verona, Nancy and Mark Benkoski of Oshkosh, Ellen and Lyle Perry of Lakewood, Colorado, and Pat and Ilana Barnett of Germany. 2 daughters-in-law, Audrey Oliver of Twin Bluffs and Liz Barnett of Rosette, Wyoming. 16 grandchildren, 29 great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Barnett, 97 of Richland Center. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca, died October 8th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry Kohlmeyer is survived by his wife of 64 years, Joyce, 2 daughters, Joy and Brad Bird of Avoca and Jill Harris of Muscadet, stepson Mark Recob of California, 6 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca. Susan May Krieger, 76 of Richland Center, died September 29th. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Susan Krieger is survived by her husband Lonnie, son Jeffrey Krieger, daughters Jennifer and David Atkins, and Jessica and Benjamin Olson, 2 grandsons, a granddaughter, 3 brothers, George, Sydney, and Gary, and many nieces and nephews. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center. Hans Carl Hansen, 82, of Richland Center, died yesterday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 10 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military rites to follow the funeral. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 10. The family suggests memorials be directed to OMHS, Five Points Lutheran Church, Schmidt Woodland Hills, or the Richland Center Fire Department. Carl Hansen is survived by his wife, Ardith, sister, Irma and Don Miller of Richland Center, sisters-in-law, Connie and Leonard Fry of Richland Center, Annette and Don Clark of Richland Center, and Nancy Sheffert. 4 nephews, great-nieces and great-nephew, special cousin, Diane and Phil Zimmerman of Iowa, and many other relatives and friends. Hans Carl Hansen, 82, of Richland Center. Jean Slaney, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday, October 25th at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, Melanthin Creek. Friends may call at the church Saturday, October 25th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jean Slaney, 89, of Richland Center. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River, died October 9th at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 1st at 4 at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne Stelt is survived by three sons, Lucas and Nicole Stelt, Jeff Stelt, and Chad and Brooke Stelt, a daughter, Tracy and Jesse Troxel, nine grandchildren, two sisters, Mary and Nancy, brothers-in-law, Howie and Audrey Stelt, and John and Suzanne Stelt, sister-in-law, Lisa and Johnny Agee, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75 of Blue River.